Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
There's joy to be had in finding the perfect gifts for the ones you love. And Saks.com's holiday gift guide can make it easy. Whether it's surprising your hard-to-shop-for sister with a Chloe bracelet bag or gifting your partner a memorable scent from Gucci that matches their personality, Saks.com's hand-picked guide can help take the stress out of the holidays, like adding instant cheer to your home with bright decor or giving yourself some comfort by bundling up in a scarf coat from Tatem. Find gifts guaranteed to bring joy to everyone this season at Saks.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
You just found the most downloaded fitness and health podcast in the world. This is Mind Pump. Right, in today's episode, we talk about a brand new program. You ready? We just launched a new 15-minute a day program, MAPS 15 Performance. If you like MAPS 15, you'll love this one. This is more athletic minded, but it is a strength training program. It's only 15 minutes a day. You'll build muscle, burn body fat, minimal time requirement, super effective, just like the original. By the way, because it's a new launch, it's discounted and we're including some free stuff. So check this out. It's going to retail for $107, but you can get it right now for $87. Plus, you get another program for free. It's a 30-day landmine training workout program for free. And we have a 7-day overtraining rescue guide. This is a guide for 7 days that gets you out of being overtrained and burned out and brings you back so you can get back to your workouts. Those are included for free plus the $20 off during the launch period. If you're interested, here's what you do. Go to 15performance.com. Use the code 15PLAUNCH. That gives you $20 off plus the free ebook, the 7-day overtraining rescue guide, and the free 30-day landmine workout. This episode is also brought to you by one of our sponsors, LMNT. LMNT is an electrolyte powder drink. There's no artificial sweeteners, no sugar, but the right amount of sodium to fuel you through your workouts. And if you go through our link, drinklmnt.com/mindpump, you'll get a free sample pack with any drink mix purchase. All right, here comes the show. Yes, you can get fit, strong, lean, and muscular with only 15 minutes a day. We've already proven this.
Yes.
With our previous program, MAPS 15. We're back for another version. Today's episode, 15 minutes a day, does it really build muscle, burn body fat, and get you in incredible shape?
I'd say I kind of proved it in the series I just did too, right?
That also.
Absolutely.
100%. Yeah, no, although I knew this when we first, approached MAPS 15 with, kind of this idea, right? And I remember, Adam, you were the first one to kind of talk about this and test this out. And then I applied this methodology myself, just seeing, let's see what would happen as someone who's already been working out for a long time. So not a beginner, been doing this forever, always very consistent. I hit a PR in deadlifts in my early to mid 40s. Mm-hmm. I was able to pull more off the ground than I did in my early 30s. And I was doing two exercises a day. The program, when we launched it, it crushed. And I think initially it crushed because people are attracted to the idea of exercising 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
But the real tell is the amount of people.
Effectiveness of it. Yeah. I think that was mind-blowing for a lot of people because it just doesn't seem. I mean, it's just kind of drilled in our head, this formula forever. Is like it has to be 3 times a week. It has to be at least an hour, if not hour and a half commitment. And then anything less is, was always told to us was probably not that impactful. And then the opposite is true. And this just is a totally different formula and outlook on how to structure your week. And it was like so effective. We're like, dude, we got to keep experimenting with this.
We really shouldn't have been surprised when you think about it because
I know.
I mean, what I mean by that is that it's not often that we even write a program and we make comments like that, how surprised and blown away I was by going through it. And the same thing for yourself. So of course, when it hit the mainstream, they would be as surprised or more surprised than what we are. Because truth be told, I didn't expect to see as good of results as I did from it. I went into it going like, okay, if I was going to do just the minimum amount of everything, like, could I keep a pretty good physique? Could I stay kind of strong? Right. You know, like I'm not. Like
maintenance was really the goal.
Right? Yeah, it was really like that. It was more of a kind of a like
what's the least I can do to just keep myself?
Yeah, just so I don't fall out of shape type of mindset going to it. But to see progress and improvement, and in your case, PR, I just blew my mind. It blew my mind and really surprised me, which is rare this late in my career to get surprised by something like this programming. But really highlighted for me again just how much, especially us gym lovers, fitness fanatic people, overdo it and do more than what is necessary. And not only what more is necessary, but also what's not optimal. And leaning more towards in this direction is better for my. And I've kind of stayed this place. Like since we introduced the first MAP 15 program and the results I got from it and how I felt doing it, I've kind of remained around that type of protocol because I'm
2 exercises a day.
Yeah. It does not take that much, especially if you have any sort of a foundation.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's great for anybody, even if you're a brand new first time lifter. But if you've got a base of lifting for years, you know, or in our case decades, and then you move to something lower volume like this, probably what your body's been
making coming off like a super high volume, high intensity type programming that you ran for a few months, I think this is a valuable addition to that, a follow-up to that. Cause then you really see too, like how recovery plays such a massive factor in this whole thing.
Well, again, we've talked about this for years. So this is, it was true then. It's still true now this is in reference to strength training. Okay. Cause there are other forms of exercise where more up to a certain point, because to a certain point, then everything breaks down. But up to a certain point, certain types of exercise, more is better, right? So if you're perfecting a technique, like swinging a golf club, or you're doing a particular type of dive, like the more often you practice, the longer you practice, the more often you practice, the better it is. Endurance is like this, right? If you could stretch out the amount of time that you're running, up to a certain point, because at some point it all breaks down, but more is better for a little while, right? When it comes to strength training, that's not the case. And there's a lot of reasons why. And by the way, the science on this is solid. One of the main reasons is that fatigue is anti-strength and muscle building.
It's the enemy of skill.
Yes, it's the enemy of skill and the enemy of strength. By the way, this is why you rest between sets, okay? So you don't rest between sets because you have to. This is where a lot of people make a mistake. They go, I don't like to rest between sets. I don't need to rest. I'm just going to keep going. It's the rest in between sets is what makes strength training strength training. It's not that you're lifting weights, okay? Lifting weights doesn't make a strength training. Using resistance doesn't make a strength training. It's the rest periods that make a strength training. Now, yes, you need to use resistance or weights or body weight or, you know, bands or something that provides resistance, but it's the rest in between sets, or it's the mitigation of fatigue that trains the system of strength, that trains the energy systems of strength, right? It's the ATP that we're burning, that we're using, that burns quickly, that produces power. But once it's burned up, you got to be stop, allow your body to replenish it, and then burn it again. And this is what sends a signal to build strength. If we continue to go and we work through fatigue, now you're building endurance, which is fine if that's what you want to build. If you want to build endurance, then that's what you do. You keep going and you test that. But if you want to build strength, I mean, look at Olympic lifters. These are some of the strongest athletes in the world. It's pound for pound, they're the strongest in the world. Pound for pound, Olympic lifters are remarkable, have remarkable strength. And if you watch them, they do a lift and then they wait for 5 minutes and then they do it again. And then they wait for 5 minutes. Because if they go into fatigue, no longer build strength and power. Again, you're just building endurance. So what does this have to do with short 15-minute workouts every single day? Well, if you do 15-minute workouts every single day, that's like a couple hours a week cumulatively, right? But let's imagine you did 2 hours in one day instead. Well, 2 hours in one day, even if you rest in between sets, fatigue will start to set in. And it starts focusing more on endurance than it does on strength. If I take that 2 hours and break it up over the whole week and do 15 minutes every single day, fatigue is mitigated and all I'm focusing on is strength. So when it comes to strength training, building muscle, building strength, all of the attributes that come along with that, the faster metabolism, right? The ability to eat more calories, burn more calories because I have more muscle, the insulin sensitivity, the androgen receptor density that improves, right? That's where your testosterone becomes more effective. The balancing of hormones because of the muscle building process, which tell the hormones to balance out, right? Better growth hormone, cortisol is more appropriate. Estrogen and progesterone balance out because of the insulin sensitivity. That comes with strength training. Fatigue will take away the effects of strength training. But if it, because it's only 15 minutes a day, the fatigue is mitigated. This is one of the primary reasons why when we launched this kind of methodology, so we have one program. This is the second program that follows this methodology. It's just with more of an athletic twist. That's why it was initially popular because of the time. It maintained and continued to be the most popular program because everybody's telling their friends. And they're like, hey, guys, listen, this gave me the best results I've ever gotten. Oh, and by the way, it's only 15 minutes a day.
There's got to be something, too, to be said about, like, the daily stimulus, too. Like, that consistency of activity, movement, sending a strength signal every single day and not overdoing it, but just this nice light dose. It reminds me of how you always communicate to people, too, about, like, the proper application of, like, tanning in the sun.
Yes.
Right? Versus, like, laying out on Saturday on the boat for 4 hours in 110-degree weather and frying yourself versus all these short little doses of 10 to 15 minutes.
Nice adaptation signal.
Yeah. And so there's got to be something to be said about just how valuable that is versus how I think a lot of people approach their workouts where it's this beat themselves up session versus just keeping it moving and just this light stimulus.
Yes. Know? So if you were to look at, like, if you were to picture homeostasis and above that is muscle building, below that is muscle breakdown, you could really push that signal up above homeostasis and then add more intensity, add more volume, and you might move it up a little bit, but then you have to lay off because of how much damage you did. That signal starts to wear off after about 48 to 72 hours, and then it dips below homeostasis. Now, the key is to get that signal to remain above homeostasis more than below it, and that's what ends up building muscle, right, is that if I could keep that signal up. Well, short bouts every single day pops that signal above homeostasis, but because you're doing it every single day, it stays up. There is no below. It just stays up above it. So you might not get the same peak, but you never get the dip that goes below.
It's because a real gradual increase, you know. That's just like a very steady, consistent signal you're sending.
Yes, and there's this localized effect from muscle building that's, you know, I don't need to explain this. Everybody knows this, right? I train my right bicep. Most of the muscle building signal goes to my right bicep. I do curls with my right arm. Most of it goes to my right bicep. But we also have data. We have lots of studies to support this. And we've noticed this. We've seen this in training in gyms. There seems to be a systemic effect. Now, I noticed this with clients when I would have them do like a full body exercise like squats, where suddenly they got stronger in their arms from doing squats, what they never did before. And bodybuilders should talk about this, right? You want to add an inch to your arms, add 50 pounds to your squat. And people are like, how's that even? That makes no sense. One is a leg exercise. Well, there seems to be this systemic muscle building effect. Well, if you're doing a little bit of strength training every day, there's probably a louder systemic kind of overall build muscle signal that's happening. There's these really interesting studies where they'll take a person's, one of their arms, and they'll incapacitate it. They'll put it in like a cast. And then they'll have a group of people do nothing. And then they'll have another group of people exercise the free arm. When they take the cast off, the people that exercised the free arm lost less muscle on the arm that was incapacitated. Even though it did nothing, they lost less muscle. So there is something to be said about this kind of systemic effect. And I believe that this short bouts of strength training on a daily basis, this is probably the way most people need to work out. Now, I tend to advocate, or I've always advocated, you know, 2 days a week of strength training is great for most people. That's because I'm speaking the language most people understand. Mm-hmm. But if I were to make it an ideal situation, I would say instead of doing 245 minutes, workouts a week, do a little bit every single day.
Yeah.
And that's going to be better, which, by the way, from a behavior, real life standpoint, is actually more convenient. Now, I found this with clients as well. Like when I tell people to devote, 45 minutes or an hour twice a week, most people can find that time. But if I say, can you break off for 15 minutes a day? Everybody's like, yeah, I could totally do that. Now, why is that a big deal? Well, anybody who's trained any, you know, clients for any longer than a year will tell you consistency is the hardest thing. Mm-hmm. And if I can make this as convenient and easy as possible, something that'll stick, then I know we're going to get better results. And 15 minutes a day, MAPS 15 is our most followed through, stuck to program that we offer. And I think it has to do with this, with the convenience.
No, 100% it's that. This reminds me of, and I've shared this before, it was probably one of the more pivotal things that ever happened for me, which was giving myself that permission that I could go in and just do an exercise or two. You know, for most of my lifting career, I fell into that trap of thinking that I needed to, you know, walk out limping or had this massive pump or drenched in sweat or the workout didn't count. And it's so far from that. So not true. In fact, it's probably much better to be the other direction, right? And so I remember when I first started giving myself that permission of like, you know what? I'm not going to do a 50-minute workout, but maybe I'll just go in and do one exercise. If I found that it was much easier to be consistent because of that simple fact. And so I think when people have this small commitment of two exercises, that's all that you need to do, it doesn't feel so daunting on those days. Because no matter who you are, you will have a day where you're just like, I just don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. It's been a long day. Didn't get the greatest sleep last night. I'm not in the mood, whatever's going on. And a 50-minute grueling workout is just
too big of a commitment.
And the idea of like, you know what? I just got two exercises. I could go do two exercises. Only take me 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to go in there, go do it. So much easier to stay consistent. And there's so much to be said about consistency.
Yeah, it's also easier to develop the habit or the discipline around something when you practice a little daily versus maybe doing a lot every once in a while, right? If you're on a daily basis,
you're chipping away at it,
doing one or two exercises, what'll end up happening in a shorter period of time is you'll develop that consistency and that kind of behavior where it becomes a habit faster than if it's a longer period of time, but less frequent. You know, imagine learning a new language and doing one long class a week versus doing a little bit every single day. Like this is true for almost any adaptation. So for somebody who's like, hey, look, I want to develop this like skill and this discipline around exercise. I've been inconsistent. It's hard for me to just maintain it. A really interesting strategy that seems to be quite effective, and again, it lines right up with human behavior, is do a little every day. Rather than doing a lot, sometimes do a little every single day. And what you find is within 2 or 3 weeks, you're practicing so often, even though it's not a big
commitment. It's a momentum builder.
Yes.
And it really does work that way. And it's because a lot of times we put our own barriers in front of that when it's a little bit too daunting, or you have a lot of interruptions in your day and people are busy and it's easy to make excuses. It's harder to make excuses when you actually really limit that time. And it's not, you know, something that seems too overbearing for you to be able to accomplish it. It's just something that's really quick and consistency, again, we always reiterate, is the king. Consistency is king, and this is a way to do that.
Well, it's called isn't it called habit stacking, right? Yes. Where you do that, where we pair it with something else, and when you have something that is a short 15 to 20 minute habit, it's not hard to pair it with another short habit that's more likely to stick than having, again, this massive commitment of an hour multiple times a week. I mean, just more likely that someone's going to stick with it every day.
It also does this, and I know you guys notice this is when you guys train clients, that when on the days that people worked out, they were more likely to engage in other healthy behaviors, especially if they started the day that way, right? Because you already worked out. You worked out like, okay, I'm on this kind of healthy kick. I think I'm going to maintain consistency. There's a couple reasons for this. One is the psychological effect. I'm doing the right thing, so I'm going to keep doing the right thing. The other has to do with the, you know, how it affects your mood, how it affects how you feel. So, okay, where am I going with this? Well, if you're going to do a little bit every day, it's probably, in our experience coaching and training clients, it's probably going to help you be consistent with the other things you do throughout the day, namely your diet. Like if you work out every single day, you're on this path towards fitness, you're more likely, I know some people can make it turn into an excuse. So some people say, well, I worked out, therefore I can eat worse. But I only find that to be true when people beat the crap out of themselves and that go fades, beyond. So,
yeah.
Yes. It's when they go above and beyond what's appropriate. And then they're craving, you know, some kind of reprieve. And so then they go for the, you know,
I wonder what the research says on that. That's an interesting thought, because I do know there's definitely times where, let's say I want something that's eating out of bounds, right? Or that's not on the regular healthy menu. I'm more likely, if I was like, you know what, I really want that. Had I trained, I might give myself the excuse or allow myself to have that in the diet. Although I'll allow it sometimes, I'm also less likely to too, because there's also the other side of that where it's like when I'm checking the boxes and I'm doing all the things, I don't want to mess that up. Yeah. And so I find
less intensity.
They have studies around it.
Okay.
Yeah. They do have studies on it.
Because I say when I'm eating good, when I'm doing things good, it's easier for me. This is where the saying for me came, like, win the weekend, was that I found that during the week, my life was so structured that it was easy for me to play and bounce. It was easy for me not to eat off the menu because I was getting up on the same time. I was going to bed at the same time. My work schedule was the same time. My meals were planned for the entire day. So I was dialed. So it was really easy to stay the course. It was the weekends where I was loose and no structure, where that's where I'd make the bad choices. So be interesting to see what it says.
That's what the data shows. So the data shows that when people exercise, they're more likely to try to eat differently and eat healthier. And when they stop working out, their diet goes out the window as well. So there's lots of data surrounding that. There's lots of data showing that when people have a structure to their day, that they're less likely to go off the rails. There's also data to show that excessive stress can cause people to overeat. And this is why I said, like, I've seen people do the opposite, but it's almost always because they beat the crap out of themselves. Yeah,
they went too intense, too hard.
Yeah, they did like a CrossFit workout, or they went and did a marathon or something ridiculous. And then they're just like, that's when your cravings kick in, because your stress is through the roof. But if you're doing your two exercises a day, you're following MAPS 15 performance, you're doing your two exercises a day, it keeps you in that mode on a daily basis. I'm on this fitness mode. I'm on this, you know, this path of improving my strength, building muscle, burning body fat. And so what you find in the data, again, is when people do that, they're more likely to, it sets the stage for the other behaviors to kind of follow along, versus when they don't do those things. By the way, this is true for lots of different things. You'll see this with people with, like, if they read a little bit of material on, you know, on investments, they're more likely to be smarter with their money on a daily basis. If they read relationship stuff a little bit during, you know, every day, they're better with the relationships during the day. It's almost like a reminder, or it's like a practice that puts you on the right path. And so it probably leads to better behaviors with diet to exercise every day a little bit than versus the same amount of time done in just 2 days a week. Like, if you just worked out Tuesday and Thursday for 45 minutes each day or 50 minutes each day, you're less likely to eat healthy every day than if you did 15 minutes every single day. And this, I don't want to downplay, this is a big deal, because the hardest part of getting fit and healthy, especially getting lean, has to do with diet. And when you exercise and do it right, it contributes to that behavior, take away from it.
Yeah, I love this formula for a multitude of reasons. I mean, I would assume, like, the majority of people have a very stressful day in terms of their schedule, in terms of what they're doing for work or kids, or just, I mean, I don't really know anybody that's not just doing a bunch of things. Even if they're not doing anything, they're being inundated and they're getting some kind of false stress signal. And so to have that and account for that, you know, within this, the confines of it being 15 minutes and not overdoing the stress, really, I mean, it's kind of hard to overdo the stress when you have this type of a protocol. It just sort of fits so perfectly for the majority of people, but then athletes too. I mean, I know this isn't like, you know, the big pitch on the athletes, but oh my God, if I would have had this to train athletes, because the high intensity of practices, the high intensity of events, you know, just their normal workouts, where does this all fit in? Well, I could fit in a protocol like this so much easier.
This is one of the best programs we have for athletes who are in practice. You're doing your regular practice. You want to add strength training. If you look at the best strength and conditioning coaches right now in professional sports, this is how they do strength training. One or two exercises a day. They don't do strength training day. That's long.
They microdose it.
They call it microdosing, or they do, you know, and what they find are superior results. So this is a program. If you're an athlete and you're in practice and you practice every day after school or you train with your club, like you could do this and not overtrain. This would be the way that you would apply strength training. Now, from a mood, cognition, energy perspective, like you'll feel good doing this because it's short, it's fast, it's not overdone, and then it makes you feel great. And I communicated this quite a bit during COVID when people were locked down. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of people who were listeners who struggled through in that period because they were stuck at home. And so they said, what do I do? And I said, I tell you what, do a little bit of exercise every single day. And some of them I told them to do one exercise in the morning, one exercise later, or maybe a couple, morning later. But that had a significant impact on their mood and how they felt. So it makes you feel good as well.
Oh, it gives you a win.
Energizing.
Yes.
It gives you, have you guys ever heard our buddy Matt Vincent talk about his floor and his ceiling? No. You ever heard him talk about that before? Mm-hmm. He has a, I think he borrowed it from somebody else. So he borrowed it from someone, I'm borrowing it from him. I think it's a really interesting way to communicate this. But like every day you have your floor and you have your ceiling, and that your floor would be like the bare minimum that you would do. So an exercise or two exercises, that's it. And then you have your ceiling of like, I want to be able to check all these boxes. Mm-hmm. And having that, like you're still always positively moving the right direction. And many times having that floor of, oh, I'll just do this one thing. It has this cascading effect of you doing all things to the point you're making right now, which is like, hey, if I at least get in there and do these two exercises, that's all I do, I'm good. What ends up happening a lot of times is because you did that, oh, then you have more energy at work and mm-hmm. you tend to be a better father and you tend to be able to do this other stuff done. Mm-hmm. You go for your walk mm-hmm. and then you make better yep. food choices or whatever. But you also have these like other goals that are health related, like, hey, I want to make sure I hit my protein intake and I want to make sure I get to bed at night and you have all this stuff. But it's like at the bare minimum, I'm at least to go in and get those two exercises because I know how
good behavior breeds good behavior.
Right. I just know how positively that affects me and I'm moving in the right direction if I at least do that. And then it has this great cascading effect that happens.
That's right. So this Mass 15 performance is like Mass 15 in the sense that it's about two exercises a day. It is free weight based. The exercises are different than the original Mass 15. There's more of a focus on athletic performance, speed, and power.
Multi-planar type focus too. Yes,
this is the perfect addition or follow-up to Mass 15. So if you like that protocol, which again, we have thousands of people that have been following it that love it, have been telling us, I want different programming. Here you go.
I also think the freemiums that we are doing with this one is really, really cool.
These are the best ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have another workout. You get another workout program with this. It's our landmine workout. So landmines are incredible tools for athletic performance, muscle building, very unique way to strength train. We have a full 30-day workout that you get included with this. And then we created a 7-day overtraining rescue guide. So this is like, and this came from, so many callers would call in and talk about, how their progress was stagnant or they had all these symptoms and we'd, talk to them and be like, okay, you're totally overtrained.
We should have made this a long time ago because this is another example.
We needed this for them.
Yeah, this remember, this reminded me of? It reminds me how long it took us to make Symmetry.
Yeah.
We had answered so many questions. Like, how many times are we going to
give people— Unilateral training, yeah.
Yeah, how many times are we going to give people this protocol of how to come down from all the volume intensity they're doing and get them like to basically scale down, just reset to then get back to things? Like, we've had to communicate that so many times. We should have wrote a protocol. So,
this is a 7-day rescue guide. So if you're overtrained, you've got all the symptoms of overtraining and burnout. You follow this for a week, and every single day it tells you what to do to speed up recovery, to accelerate recovery, so that by the end of the week you're ready to get back into working out. So that plus the landmine workout are included for free. And because it's a brand new launch, MAPS 15 Performance is going to be discounted. So it's $20 off its retail price. So instead of $107, it's $87. You get those two, you get the free landmine workout, you get the 7-day overtraining rescue guide for free, and that's happening just right now during the launch. You can find this at 15performance.com, so the number 15performance.com, then use the code 15PLAUNCH, that gives you the discount plus the free program and the free ebook. So go check it out.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic, 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.